my show. You're in at Poets here at DBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. If you don't know me and you're just joining, Michael Goger. I'm here every Thursday and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing psychic readings for the listening audience and experimenting with guest interviews and little tidbits here and there. So come back often, listen. Toll-free numbers for the readings. Get your pen and paper ready. They're all over the BBS Radio website, and they're all over my website, michaelgoger.com. Bookmark them and learn how to navigate them. BBS has dozens and dozens of readers. You can get a reading every day if you play your cards right. So bookmark it, navigate it, and learn how to get into it and enjoy it. Join the membership, join the newsletter, stay on top of what's going on. A lot of big names coming in and been here for a while. One of them is America's greatest psychic, Michelle Whitedove. She's on Invisible by Numbers with Alison Bauman on Monday. And speaking of Alison Bauman, she's going to be a regular guest on my show once a month. The last Thursday of every month, Alison Bauman will be here with me. We had a lot of fun working together. Our abilities complement each other. So put that on your calendar. The last Thursday of every month with Alison Bauman here at Your Inner Poets. Okay, folks, toll free. USA 1-877-876-5227. Toll free in Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you have a plan, you can dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. I believe I have a caller, so I'm going to go right to the caller and get on with the show. Psychic reading, that's what I'm here for. I love doing it. I look forward to it, and I do a lot of it. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. What's your first
name?
My name
is Harpreet.
What's your first name?
Harpreet.
Al Fries?
Harpreet. H-A-R-P-R-E-E-T.
Okay. Welcome to the show. What part of the world are you calling from?
Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay. Ohio. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay. Have you heard me read before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. So I'll just jump into your reading then, all right?
Sure.
Okay. Let's see what we got for you, buddy. I right off the bat, they're surrounding you with business and work, so and finances. So this is going to be a big part of the reading. It's... I am getting some, getting a lot of activity and an increase, too. And an expansion, too. If you're looking for a job or you need something to move forward in the business arena, it's going to. That's for sure. Are you looking for work?
I am, actually, for quite a while now. And I have an interview tomorrow.
You have an interview tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because that's, I feel like I'm right on top of it, so I feel like I'm getting the job, and I'm doing well, and it goes well for me. Hang on for a second. Okay, I feel hurried, though. I feel like I'm kind of worried about it, or I don't know if I can juggle it or not. Does that make sense to you? Are you worried about some details that are connected to the job or getting it?
A little bit, I would say, yeah.
I wouldn't worry about it. I feel like he's going to do fine.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to challenge you and maybe push you to the limits. I don't know why I'm saying this, but I need to say it. And may take a little bit to settle in and adjust, but I feel like I'm glad I did, and it's going well, and it definitely helps my finances. I feel like I do well with everybody involved also. So try not to worry too much. Has it been a while since you've been out of the work world?
No, I'm working right now, actually. I have a job. I'm just looking, you know, to move.
Oh, so you changed
a better job.
Oh, so you're changing jobs. Okay,
right.
How long have you been in the other job?
About 10.5 months.
Okay, I feel like I'm worried about it. Am I doing the right thing? Is it going to go okay? And I feel like you are, and it's going to. Okay, so a lot of it might be self-afflicted worry. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, yeah.
Okay, because like I'm back and forth with this and wondering if I'm making the right decision. So I feel like you are, and it's going to go well for you. But the big thing is getting settled in and adjusted. So hang on and just do the best you can. I feel like you're going to be accepted. The powers that be, or the supervisors, or the authority figures, they accept you and they help you kind of like settle in. So that's also a good thing that I'm hearing for you. I feel like, negotiating. Is it sales or management or communicating type of a business?
Not
or?
Really. No, it's actually a programming job.
It's a programming job?
Yeah, but I think you might be picking up the one, you know, I do want to negotiate a salary, you know, quite aggressively, because when I joined this job, you know, I didn't negotiate well. So now I'm a little bit concerned about negotiating a salary well.
I feel like it expands for you and may go into, like, a management type of a thing for you. So there's an expansion also there for you and an increase. So I feel like you're doing the right thing, and it's going to open up other doors for you, I'm hearing. So, you said something about the salary. You're wondering about the money?
Right.
Okay, I feel like it. Once you get settled in and adjusted, it expands. I feel like it's giving you what you expect or what you would like to see. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is there any other questions, or I feel like you had that on your mind, because I was pulled right to it, the transition in the work world for you.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
One more question I have is regarding relationship. Like, you know, I've been talking to this woman, and she lives far away, actually. She doesn't live in Ohio, and
okay.
I'm kind of concerned, you know, as to how it will go, basically.
Okay, you were wondering about relationship. I had a feeling that you were going to ask me about it. I feel like it's going to go well. I feel like I'm not getting a split. I'm not getting a disturbance. I feel like I'm growing closer to her and more bonded to her. And but I feel like there's something in the way. Like, and I feel like it's on her end. Like her hands are tied for some reason. I don't know if it's the distance or her baggage or. Is she getting separated, divorced, anything like that going on?
She has some emotional baggage, you know. She actually was rejected a couple of years ago, and then she didn't date for a while. So, yeah, she has some, you know, issues,
okay,
basically,
well,
she's resolved.
Okay, well, I feel you's growing closer together and bonding. And but then I see you's going into kind of like her barrier, and she is working on it. And it's something that's going to have to be worked on throughout time, played out a little bit with certain circumstances and people to come online and get involved and do what they got to do, and she needs to do a few things. So for the time being, physically, I feel like her hands are tied. But emotionally and mentally, I feel like you guys grow closer together. And you're manifesting a relationship. I feel like it's going to go well for you, really, until she starts sorting out her things. So if you can get through that, you'll be okay. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
and I feel like it's early in the game, and there's a lot of things that need to take place or fall into line before it could really come together for you. So right now you're doing the best you can. Take a wait and see approach and continue the bond. And I'm seeing gifts. I don't know, is it a birthday that you're going to send her gifts for, or it must be the holidays? I'll be getting a lot of imagery on gifts and gatherings, and I feel like you were thinking about maybe giving her a gift. Did you guys just have a spat or a little bit of a disturbance?
Yeah, we just did, actually, on email, yes.
Okay, and did you make up already? Because I feel like you're going to make up, or you did already.
I did not, but I think I will today. I'll send an email back, you know, make up, basically.
Okay, because I'm getting a disturbance, and I feel like it blows over, and you come back together again. So, and I think maybe a card or a little bit of a gift would make a difference, too. Okay? A little bit of a hint.
Okay.
A little bit of a hint there for you, because I was, and I feel like when you come back, it's better than what it was before, so. All right? I hope I helped you with all this.
Sure you did. Thanks a lot for your time.
Okay, and thank you, and tell your friends about us.
Definitely will. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Take care.
You too. Bye.
All righty. All right, everybody. If you'd like to call, give us a ring. Come to the site. Leave some comments. I need comments. It's like gasoline to me, fuel for the reader. I just like to hear from you, and even, you know, just that you're listening and that you like the show, or some validations, send them to BBS Radio, and they'll get them up, get them posted for everybody to see. You can also email them to me, michael_goger1@yahoo.com. Send your comments there if you'd like. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hello. How are you?
Fantastic. How are you?
I'm great. I'm Maxine. I'm across the river from you in Niagara Falls area.
Oh, good. Okay. Niagara Falls. Okay. So
the Ontario side.
Okay. So I'm Albany area. I don't know if you're familiar with that.
Yep. I know it well. Well, not like I've lived there, but I am familiar where it is.
Yeah, right on the Hudson River, kind of. You know, if you find the Hudson River in the Albany area, south of Albany. Beautiful, beautiful country. I love New York. I'm a New Yorker. Thank you for calling the show, Maxine. How'd you find us? You listen often, or?
Yeah, I enjoy listening when I can.
Okay, so you heard me read then, so let's jump into your reading.
Okay.
Ready? Do you live in Ontario, or?
I do.
Okay, you're in Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
I want to go up there someday.
Well, I'm half American, so I'm on the border.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I'd like to have like a vacation home in Canada somewhere. I think it'd be fun.
I would think it'd be more funner to have a vacation home in Florida right about now.
Well, for that, I was going to do South Carolina, you know, a little cottage on the beach and then a cabin on the cliffs of Nova Scotia. How'd that sound?
That'd be good, but not right now, unless you love snow.
Mm-hmm. Well, you do that in the summer, and then in the winter you go to South Carolina.
That would work.
Yeah, that would work, right?
Yeah.
All right, it's good to dream. Keep these things in your heart. Okay, Maxine, let's see. I'll just go where I'm... Whew. For some reason, they're pulling me right to a female friend of yours. Somebody in your life is... it's either a friendship or it's an old friendship. It's becoming more... deeper, or maybe a new one. Is there a new female in your life?
A new female friend, yeah.
Okay, I feel like she's going to bring a lot of comfort to you and good energy, almost like she enhancing your life and making it more interesting. And I feel like she's a very talented, interesting lady, so.
Yeah, it's online. I mean, it's the friendship through the phone and on the computer.
Oh, good. I'm just getting this energy and bond between you, so. It can go places. You can do a lot online. And some friendships can be very powerful. So anyway, stay with this for some reason. I just keep going to this lady for some reason. I don't know why, but she's good for you and bond with it. Now, and then you sleep for some reason. Dreams. Have you been having dreams or nightmares?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Having problems sleeping? Or?
Not problems sleeping, but I am dreaming.
Okay, because I'm dreaming and I'm dreaming and I'm dreaming, and it's just it's very metaphysical and spiritual. That much I do know.
As a matter of fact, I'm in court. with my kids, and they're telling me you don't need to bring the kids here, and I'm going, what am I doing here? And I'm settling something like a trust or an inheritance. I have no idea.
Interesting, very interesting. You know, it's very spiritual based with a message, but it's also they're opening up a safety valve to stress. I don't know if you've been under a lot of stress lately, or it's the winter weather, or I feel like it could even be maybe some hidden stress, and it's a way of, because I feel like, has there been anybody ill in your, I call it your arena, anybody?
Not that I'm aware of.
Family, friends, neighbors?
I'm aware that someone is very stressed out.
Okay. And it's affecting you, or you're close to
it? It's affecting me because I'm being asked to go and help out.
Okay.
And they're going to be away, and I'll be there with two small children for like 10 days, and I haven't been around small kids for a long time.
Okay. This is some of the dream thing.
Yeah.
And I believe spirit, number one, is telling you everything is going to be okay and it's going to work out and that you're getting help and that you're going to be all right with it. But it's disturbing your energy.
It feels like there's a major life-altering thing that's about to happen in my life. Can you talk about that? All my dreams and everything are about to be answered. Do you see that?
I kind of agree with you. Are you connected to metaphysics? I mean, do you dabble in practice?
You know, a little bit, but not enough. Not like you. But yet, I hear on occasion. I feel on occasion. And then, I don't know. I need people like you to confirm it for me. And I certainly don't know how a big windfall would come to me unless it's an inheritance. I don't know anybody. Or a lottery ticket, and I don't buy lottery tickets.
What about in the business world? Is there changes or expansion there where you don't work?
No.
You don't work?
No.
What about a better half? Is there a better half?
I'm alone.
Okay.
I don't have anybody in my life.
At
this time, anyway. I'm open to it.
Okay. And what about a new baby coming?
Well, not with me.
Family, I think it's...
It would be one of my family members, yeah.
Okay.
And I'm aware. I've already told her not to drink too much beer because she's getting ready to have a baby. And she says, Mom, I'm having a beer right now. It means I'm not pregnant. I said, you will be very soon.
It's because I'm being shown this, and
I know.
It also adds to the family and the health and the coziness of it all. And there is an expansion. I'm feeling like by the end of January, there is a lot of different things going on in your life. I feel like I'm involved in something. So I don't know what your hobbies are, your talents. I feel like you're doing something with these things.
I have been shown something, an inspiration by spirit to do something and patent it and to actually manufacture it and get it out there.
Yeah, I would follow that if it's doable. I feel like it is doable. And you're gonna be pulled more into it. So you're gonna see this develop. And it leads to an expansion, and it brings new people and faces and places into your world. So,
do you see me coming into an inheritance or a large sum of money?
There is an increase. I can't say that there's going to be like a bingo or a jackpot right now, but you're definitely headed into an increase and an expansion. And it's going to be very active by the middle to end of January.
Well, where's it coming from, Michael?
I'm not sure. And there is a hint of a relationship, too. That's why I was asking you if there was a better half.
No.
I believe you're going to meet someone, and they should be on the scene by the end of January. And I think you are pulled or led into dabbling in some creative adventures. So, and that might springboard into an increase in finances. Now, I want to say it's a man with money, but I don't want to get your hopes up and get you all freaked out on me because nothing's really written in stone.
Mm-hmm.
But I do feel that if the man does arise and you guys hook up, he may be set in life, kind of, or well off.
I attract those kind of people.
Yeah, it would be nice, right? I almost want to say connected to medicine, but I'm really reaching far ahead because you've got a ways to go yet in manifesting. I feel like I'm at a crossroads with you, and I'm not sure what way I should go in life.
Would you say there's a crossroads in the family as well? Because I'm wondering about that.
I do, and I'm splintering off, and there is connections that should be there and aren't, and connections that shouldn't be and are.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like there's an issue with maybe a black sheep or a scandal or a drama, and it needs to be done away with before there could be healings or anything, or anybody can move forward on it. So.
And do you see that happening?
I knew you were going to ask me that.
Well, it has to do with the next husband that hasn't let go of trying to hurt me.
Yeah, I was going to
say. And the family's involved, and I've decided to walk away from the whole kit and caboodle.
I was going to say, I feel like there was a male involved. And,
yeah.
Whether or not it's going to... I feel like it will. I feel like it will. I feel like it's going to fall to the background in everybody's life and mind. And experiences, and because they're showing me it's going to move forward, it's going to almost like run out of energy.
Well, it will run out of energy because when people try to take down others, it's only so long that it can go on.
Yeah.
When people then open their eyes and take a look at who the person is that's doing it.
Yeah. I feel like, to be honest with you, I feel like around the ninth month of the new year, it's going to be almost like a memory or a bad dream. And it's going to unfold, and it's going to probably around the middle of January and then unfold. But so this is your year for that to be healed and made better anyway.
Well, I feel it now because
I've had
opportunities to go for Christmas, but I'm being put into a box time, and I've decided that that's not good enough. And so therefore... I'm stepping back.
Yeah.
And I feel good about that because I'm taking back my power.
Yeah. And that's going to be a big part of what you head into in the new year. That's, you hit it right on the head, really, the cycle that you're in.
Yeah.
Taking back your power, and you're also going to become much more focused. And you're going to become involved in a few things, and it could branch out into money-making endeavors. At least be enjoyable and keep you busy, too.
Well, I need that.
Yep.
As well. Well, Michael, thank you so much.
Okay, Maxine.
You picked up a lot of little things that are going on. Thank you.
Thank you, Maxine. I appreciate that.
All right.
Tell your friends about us.
I do.
All righty.
Okay.
Have a nice day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, everybody, if you want to get a reading, give me a ring. You know the number. It's all over michaelgoger.com. It's all over bbsradio.com. I'm here every Thursday and Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, doing what I love to do, which is psychic readings, and can't get enough of it. I got some announcements, and I got so much I want to say, and I can't keep track of it all. Number one is the musical piece on my beginning of this show was created for me by Joe Dex. He's a very talented man. You can hear more of his work at my website, and all his info is at my website. It's titled Going Within, and I love it. And it's also at my website if you want to listen to it again. Paula, welcome to the show.
Hello, this is Marianne.
Marianne, welcome to the show. What part of the world are you in, Marianne?
Oregon.
Oregon, okay. How's the weather there?
Not bad. We've had beautiful sunshine for days.
Wow. I'm in the middle of a blizzard.
Oh, where are you at?
Upstate New York.
Oh, wow, okay.
Well, we're being blasted. A blizzard of ice, rain, ice, and snow.
Oh, wow.
But I'm inside, and it's nice and toasty and warm.
Lots to be thankful for.
That's right. And that's very important. Very important. One of the nicest exercises, spiritual exercises you can do when you get in bed at night.
Right.
You hug your blanket and your pillow, and you just thank God for it. And then you pray for the ones that don't have it to get one.
Yes.
And you fall asleep like that, and I guarantee you, you will feel better in the morning.
Aww. I do something like that, very much like that.
Yeah, and it's a very good exercise to do it all day long with other things, you know?
That's okay, a good reminder for me. Thank you.
Yeah, Marianne, thank you for calling. Have you heard me read before?
Yes. Oh, well, see, I don't know if you got the email, but I emailed you, and we also have a radio show on BBS Radio.
Oh, what is it?
It's called Living and Loving Life.
I got the email. Did you get mine? Did I respond yet?
No, you haven't. But I just asked. I said, okay, and so if it's meant to be, then we'll go through.
Oh, I would love to. I was just telling my webmaster. I said another host emailed me, and I get good energy off it. I want to follow through on it.
Yeah. Well, we love life, and it's, you know, I mean, that's what came to me.
Yeah.
And my son is a 16-year-old indigo crystal child. Really,
oh,
very powerful energy too.
Oh, very interesting.
Yeah.
When is, so now, what's the title of your show?
Living and Loving Life.
Living and Loving Life.
Mm-hmm.
And when is it on?
It's on 3 to 4 p.m. On Sundays Pacific.
Okay. On Sundays for that.
And it's every other Sunday.
Every other Sunday, okay.
Correct, yes.
Okay, so that would be Pacific Eastern Standard Time. That would be, help me out a little bit.
Would that be 6?
Yeah, 6 p.m., right, on Sundays. Okay, sounds great. Living and Loving Light every
Yeah,
every
Living
Sunday.
And Loving Light, yep.
Marianne, I would love to do a show with you and come on your show. I was just going to respond after the show and tell you I'd be honored and pleased to be there.
Awesome.
Yeah. So you heard my show and liked it and reached out to me then.
Oh, we loved it.
Good.
Yeah, and did you get the email that it just so happens that one of the persons that was on the show when it was Allison, you were on Allison's show, that it just, they said my birth date, not my year, but my birth date, and I said, oh, that's why I've been getting this feeling.
Uh-huh.
Go on, listen.
Good.
So I thought that was really pretty amazing.
Good. You know, I'm a firm believer in that, and that people that I'm supposed to meet and bond with will come to me.
That's what I do. That's what exactly what we do. We say, angels, please call in the high vibration, high integrity people that are ready, willing, and able to play, because the time to play is now.
Exactly. I love it. I can't get enough of it.
I know.
You know, people say, well, go after this one, go after that one, these big names. And I'm like, you know what? Whoever's supposed to be on my show or whatever show I'm supposed to be on will come to me.
That's it. And that's what's happening. It's amazing because I just got this feeling like I'm a little kid in a candy store. And I can just say, okay, angels, now what? Now where? What? Oh, this is so much fun.
Yep. I really enjoy it. I love the industry, the business. And I love doing this work. I've been doing it for a long time. BBS enabled it to go global.
Wonderful.
Instead of
I love BBS Radio, too, and I think they're doing a great job.
Yes.
And, you know, I'm just very glad to be a part of them.
Yes, and I'm going to be bringing them out in the local area here. Not many people know about in this area here, and I want to start advertising and bringing it out for the local area, and it's going to be interesting to see where it goes.
Awesome. I think that's wonderful. You know, because it's time that we all come together.
Yeah.
And I get it more than ever.
Yeah.
You know, we are to help the next person that's around us. And then they can help the next person that comes in their energy field.
Yes.
And just remember that, you know, remember where you came from. Remember when you barely were making it. That's why, you know, what I do to feel better is I just, I think about, you know, something that's happened or something like that, but then I think about when I've even had less than that. And then I just go, oh, my gosh, that's right. Remember when I went through that? And I didn't think I was going to even be on the planet. This is a piece of cake compared to that. And so that's what I've been doing lately.
Marianne, are you a reader, or what is the format of your show?
Well, basically what we do is we have different people on, and I just found out that in past lives, of course, that I've been channeling. And I went and did an advanced channeling workshop, and the lady says that I pulled in energy from, like, Mother Mary and Archangel Michael, and I was doing healing energy with my hands.
Nice.
And it was fun.
Nice. And, I could feel it in you. I could feel your energy and that you belong in this and that you're going to be doing a lot more of it.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, because I can just feel it. See, another gentleman met me here, Michael J. Tamara, and I asked him if I had, you know, I just put it out in the universe. I always do that. I said, universe, if you want me to have an answer to this, just, you know, I'll put it out there. And he looked right at me, and he said, Marianne, are you on radio and TV yet? Because your spirit's been waiting lifetimes. Your celebration energy, and it's time for you to get out there.
Nice. Nice.
So I thought that was pretty cool.
Nice. So, now, your radio show is you and a co-host?
And my son, Preston.
You and your son?
Uh-huh.
Okay, very good. What's your son's name?
Preston.
Preston.
Yeah, he's the one that's been doing angel reading since he was 9.
Oh.
And spirituality talks since he was about 8.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
Awesome. So does he do readings on air?
Oh, yeah.
Very
he just
good.
Hasn't done them on air yet. But when people meet him, God, they want his email for the rest of their lives.
Wow. Wow. Are you going to bring him on the show and let him read the callers? Or?
Yeah, that's what we want to do and stuff like that. I think there's just some issues around there of believing in yourself. I think that's what's up for a lot of us.
It is. It is. It, you know, because, you know, I was, I didn't start out as a reader. I prayed a lot. I was very spiritual. Then I was led into different meditation and then visualization. It was different stages, you know. And the last thing I wanted to be was a reader. And I was just led there through these different stages and people that were brought to me. Until I got to the point where I became a reader. So now I'm using it as that, you know, radio and doing shows and entertaining, and you can help a lot of people with it. So I'm thankful for it, the chance to do it and the ability to do it. And I feel this with you too, and your son. It's going to take off for you. You got a lot of energy, and I was going to mention angels. I can feel it through the phone with you. It's like you're glowing.
Cool.
Okay, Marianne. Let me jump into your reading. Give me a little reading, and then...
Okay, hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Give you a little reading, and then plug your show again, and I'll let you go, and then I'll...
Yeah, well, it'd be fun to know about 2008 and what you see.
The whole year? The whole year of 2008. All right. Interesting. Well, first of all, very active in communicating and negotiating. I'm getting back and forth, and like I'm creating and setting things up. So it's I feel like I'm in the stage where I'm getting out there. I'm broadcasting, and that's what they're showing me, a speaker. I'm delivering a message, and now is the time, and I'm creating that and manifesting it. And I pick up on anybody around you, too. So this would be your son, your better half, the house as a whole. And so your message is going to be delivered. It's being broadcast. And
your message is going to be what?
It's going to be broadcast. You're delivered.
Broadcast, yeah.
And this is what I'm involved in now, and probably right into... well into the beginning of the new year, putting it together, putting in a hard copy, fine-tuning, tweaking this and changing that and until the package is glowing and it's delivered. So that's what you're going to be putting a lot of your energy and time into. Now,
yay! I just can't wait. I can just feel it. There's just such a powerful energy at the core of my being.
Oh, yeah.
But
oh,
the
yeah.
time is now, guys.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. 2008 is your year.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. It's like, okay, guys, I'm ready to travel. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm. You know, all of a sudden I just get a feeling.
Yeah.
Just different things come in, and it's like, okay, you're going to have this. Because I see things. I see things immediately. And it's in the future. And as soon as we went on your website and we listened, we just felt our solar plexus kind of go, ah, and that's how we go by it.
Oh, good.
We just listened to our inner guidance,
good.
And my angel said, go for it.
And you, that's what's happening.
Yay! Well, I don't want to take up all no more part of your show. So I am so grateful.
No, listen, I got more here. Oh, my God. You're such a hurry.
Who, me?
I'm only kidding you. Hang on a minute. I'm getting more for you.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Are you you got traveling coming up or or moving? Is somebody moving?
Oh, yes. Here? We're looking for our own divine place.
Hmm. Interesting.
Within probably, we desire around in January. You know, we're still, I think we're still going to be in Ashland. That's where we're at.
Okay, but you're manifesting a move, yeah? So you got to move, you want to, you've been thinking about it, that's for sure.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and I'm hearing to tell you that's going to take place. You're going to make that move.
Sweet.
And what's that?
Sweet.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, it's going to be so cool to have our own place, our own sacred place.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah. You're going to be guided to it by a light. I'm getting the light is going to bring you to it, so... The place that you do get is going to be the place that you're looking for and you need for spirit.
Awesome.
Okay. And also, the move kind of like gets rid of a lot of baggage for me or starts a new life or something. It's like I'm leaving behind some negativity.
Yes.
And I'm starting fresh. And it's,
yes.
And it's surrounded with light, so... You're going to be doing well there, and but in time, you're going to be led to it, I'm hearing.
Oh, that's so cool.
Be patient, and it's probably going to be in the new year, because 2008 is a lot of changes, positive changes, benefit changes for you. And also, I feel like somebody might be visiting me between now and into the beginning of the new year, so you might get some visitors or...
Well, there is a person that is going to be moving down here that is from our soul family that when we met, you could just see it from eye to eye. It was the most powerful connection. And he's moving down here.
Oh, okay. And is he looking for work or is he a business?
Yeah, he's into the new music. He's
okay.
Just got incredible energy also.
Okay.
He wants to put Preston on his first CD.
Oh.
See, Preston sings and dances and... And I told him, I said, Preston, I can feel it. We're going out now. Get ready.
It is. It's happening. And this gentleman coming into your arena is going to be connected to all of this.
Yes. Oh, we can feel that.
Yes, with business.
We're all excited.
Yep. And So that's going to be a good thing for you. And then he might even help with the move, too, or be involved somehow, or know someone, or help it, or a connection somehow. So that's good in your life, too. And everything, let's see.
Do you see anything about my partner? He's kind of mad at me right now.
I was going to go there, but I didn't want
to. You didn't want to?
yeah, in a way. Now, this is a life partner or a business partner? Because I feel like I'm
We've
going.
Been together on and off for 7 years.
Okay. Is it off now or just was?
Yeah, he's very mad at me.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
I'm a good mirror for things that are, you know, he could change if he desires. Yeah.
But you know, I'm getting the split and the disturbance between you, but I don't think it's written in stone. I got a feeling you've come back, you reunite, but it could be. Now, does he travel a lot or have to go somewhere?
Yeah, well, he's been traveling from here, and then he works in Reno.
Okay, because I feel like that's always kind of like maybe in the way or it's an issue or...
Well, it is, because he kind of came here,
yeah.
And I didn't see it in my mind's eye, and then he kind of blamed me for that.
Right, and it takes its toll. You know, I want to say you guys reconnect, okay?
Okay.
I feel there's a reconnection. There is a reconnection.
Well, one thing I found out is that way, we've had many lifetimes together, and I found out that we have been spiritually married and didn't even realize it.
I agree with that, and it's very strong karma-wise and spiritually.
Right.
There's a bond there. You know, it's almost like you separated, but you didn't separate.
Correct.
It's almost like you're still there, so... And I am getting a reconnect and a rebond, but then he might have to go back on the road again, or there's even more of what was taking its toll before. So it's going to be a little tricky.
Right.
And the juggling is going to continue to be tricky with this, too. But I feel a reconnection and him back in your life, so.
Well, it's all financial right now. So as I, you know, flow my financial that's there, instead of flow his.
Yeah. Yes, and that's why I say when it comes back together, it's going to be finances has a lot to do with it, and it's
right.
Career and it's work, and you're going to have to become creative with it because it's still going to be there, and it's not like he's going to come back and it's going to be... everything is going to be perfect. You still got what was there before causing problems.
Right.
And I feel like it wears him down, or he's getting tired of being on the road a little bit, or being away.
Oh, yeah. I've almost said I'm done. And then all of a sudden I found out that we're spiritually married, and it's kind of like the universe won't really let that go through. So.
Yeah. So, but now there's a lot coming, because I feel like you're going to... expand financially and then relocate and get more into this, and in the meantime you guys are still working on making it better, and there's going to be things after you get settled in. Right now a lot of things are up in the air with you.
Right. Oh, I understand that.
You know, and when that settles down a little, you guys are, I feel like you're still working and making it better, so that's a good sign.
Yay.
That is a good sign, so...
Well, thank you for the confirmation, because
okay.
That just makes me feel like heaven on earth is there now.
Good. I'm glad you called, and I'm glad I helped you, and I'll be emailing you.
Yay! All right. Well, have an awesome day, and I appreciate your time.
Okay, and we'll put together a show here, and then maybe I can come on your show if you like. Any way you'd like to do it, Marianne.
That'd be a blast.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Stay warm.
Thank you, Mary. Hey, Mary. Marianne,
yes?
You got a website?
Yes. It is freewebs.com/livingmybliss.
Okay. Sounds good. And your show is, say it one more time.
It's from 3 to 4 today, and it's called Living and Loving Life.
tipping in lovingly every other Sunday.
Correct.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, Marianne, thank you.
All right, well, have a wonderful day and blessings to you.
Okay, blessings to you and your son, and I'll be talking to you.
That'll be fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, everybody, sounds like a good show. Stop in and listen to Living in Loving Light today at BBS Radio. Welcome Marianne and her son, and enjoy the show. And remember, last Thursday of every month is me and Allison Bauman here at Year in the Thoughts. That'll be a, I believe it's going to become a very popular part of my show. So, and I know I'm going to have fun with it. So stop in and check us out. Allison Bauman, last Thursday of every month here at Year in the Thoughts. Year in the Thoughts is here every Thursday and Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you want to know more info about me, check out my website, michaelgoga.com. There's something there for everyone. Stop in, sign my guest book. Let me know you're listening, will you? And you're going to be seeing more of me. We're putting together a newsletter. The Yahoo group members will receive the newsletter, and my mailing list at my website will receive the newsletter. And that will tell you any upcoming guests that I will have, and little tidbits here and there that's being created and put together by my webmaster, Shailene. A lot of you know Shay. She's been at my side for 6 years now, and we're like Siamese twins. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi. It's good to know you're talking about your Siamese twin.
How good am I?
Oh, you are so good.
Tell me how good I am.
Oh, I pump you up on a daily basis. Do I have to do it on air?
Well, isn't it odd that I was just talking about you and who gets through on the phone?
I know, which is amazing because it's pretty hard to get through.
There's something about that boy.
Spirit-led.
There's something about him. I think they're going to hear a lot about Michael Goger. What do you think?
That they are.
You're the best, Shay. I don't
stop.
I don't know what I would do without you.
You would live.
I'd be a cowboy with no horse.
And let me thank you for the snow, because, you know, I get it right after you here in Canada, and I want to thank you for passing that on to me. That was really kind of you.
We're getting blasted with ice. Little BBs of ice.
Well, we got the snow right now, and it's not very nice.
You know, if you get a fire going and a little hot chocolate, and you get your better half with you and snuggle up, how does that sound?
I have the fire, and I should be having a coffee on the way, and, well, I'll do the snuggling later.
Well, we have wine later then, after the kids go to bed.
Good idea.
Sounds good. Listen, let me give you a reading. I got 5 minutes, right?
I believe you do.
Want a reading? You know, you get less readings than anyone. And
but I don't need them, that's why.
Yeah, plus we have like an inner knowing with each other. We're together all the time. You know, the audience, a lot of them know, and a lot of them don't realize just how much time goes into what we do.
Well, it's daily.
You know, working on the website and working on guest interviews and getting announcements out and trying to get my head together. I don't know how you put up with me. The Libra in me. And
I plead the fifth on that one.
Oh, my God.
The Fifth Amendment.
Oh, the stories we can tell. It'd be like trying to get a burned out rocker on stage so he can play his guitar. All right. And those that you don't know who this is, she is my webmaster, my very bestest friend, produces the show here as far as I'm concerned, because everything here is I come up with the thought, and she puts it in hard copy and gets it out to everybody, or shows me how to do it, or helps me do it. And I mean, I've been calling her Shailene for 6 years. And I'll tell you what, I wouldn't be able to do what I'm doing without her. So,
If you get me any redder, the snow is going to melt.
Are you blushing yet?
I'm blushing big time.
Yeah. You're my assistant. Every wizard has an assistant, I think. Not that I'm a wizard. Everybody's going to say, see, I told you he was a wizard. I told you it was black magic. No, I'm not a wizard.
No, you're not. You're just a very soft.
I'm a drama queen. I like to write movies and come up with stories. All right, Shay.
Well, and you're a teddy bear.
And I'm a teddy bear with a cowboy hat, I guess, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. And you're going to see more of me, too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pal talk shows you're making me do?
I am, starting Thursday night.
Thursday night?
Oh. Yeah, so the listening audience better be ready Thursday night. We will be in a Pal Talk chat room.
Oh, my God.
In the radio section.
Oh, my God.
Anybody needing help can get me or you.
Sounds good. So we're going to have a free chat room show for all the group members. It'll be titled Your Inner Thoughts. It'll be in the radio and TV section of Pal Talk, and we'll be promoting the radio show. So.
And you better get in early to get a seat because the room fills up fast.
Yes, it does. We're going to pack it. You know, and we're going to bring in other talent, too. Maybe some other hosts here from BBS, and maybe George Clooney will stop in. Who knows?
Well, William Shatner was on Pal Talk on Thursday, so you never know.
All right, girl, let's get into your reading here.
Okay.
I feel like I don't want to say miserable, but I feel miserable. I think it's the cold, and I feel itchy, though, for some reason. And we were talking about that earlier with you, with the sky and the winter, and that's how I'm feeling. And I feel like you really do want to go to the gym.
I do.
You don't want to, but you do want to, and I think it's the things that maybe get in the way of it. So, because I am being pulled to a transformation, and for some reason within you, you connected to getting out of the house and going to the gym. So.
I'm going to have to, because the gym in the house just doesn't work. I don't find the time for it, so I have to.
I agree with you, 100%. Definitely in a change, Shay. You're in a transformation. The new year, as you go into the new year, there are changes for the better, and I'm getting a lot of celebrating with this. I feel joyous in the home, in finances, with relations. You're right on the money, girl. Everything looks like it feels like you're coming out of a very, I don't want to say a very long, hard year. But it could have been easier.
It was a long, hard year. There was a lot of work involved, but, you know.
That's what I'm being told. Like
work is good for you. It builds character.
Yeah, and there was a lot of hard work, and there was a lot of what ifs, and try this, try that. And I feel like I'm coming out of that now, and all the benefits from that hard work is going to come to me now, and it's being dumped in my lap because you worked for it, and it's already created. Now it's got to come into the physical, and that's where you are at. And the new year will reflect that. So it's going to be like the last week in December, and then you're going to know it as the new year opens that this is going to be your year with a lot of accomplishments. I'm getting new endeavors, new projects starting up and being successful. Especially in the work world, the business world, everything is business friendly. I'm hearing business friendly to tell you.
Excellent.
Yeah, and the putting down of roots. It's like I created something, and now it's going to grow roots into the new year. It's going to become more established and expand and grow. So.
Hopefully that's my schooling, too, because I've been waiting to hear back and to get in, so.
You know, I was going to say that, and it would be your schooling, a lot of the things that you have going on right now. I know about it, and I know you know I'm talking about it. All those areas are moving forward and paying off, and you're getting the benefits like a retro payoff here. You put the work in, now you're going to see the results, so that's what.
Excellent.
And it's definitely connected to, you're going to see the real estate and property thing really become more involved. It's going to definitely expand.
Well, you're right on the money, because I know there's a few more houses coming up the first of the year for the property management to get going in.
Oh, yeah. I'm being shown this. And you also have a special treat, or a spirit's going to enable you to step into something, like maybe property for half price, or take it off my hand, pay the taxes, or just get rid of it, or this type of a thing.
It's funny you picked up on that, because I never told her that.
Mm.
I see that, and we were looking into a few cars that went through the bank to take and to sell, to resell, and stuff like that, but I didn't tell you that.
Yeah, you're going to see that and more of it, and one of them is going to be really a good deal. I almost want to say like a piece of property, kind of. So you got this coming down the line for you.
Just don't tell me I'm moving, because I'm not ready for that.
No, but a lot with property and doing things with it and making money off it and expanding with it. And turning points, too. Turning points from really worrying and, I don't know, not struggling, but you know how it is with everybody.
Mm. There's ups and downs, and, you know, my worst one is trying to juggle things, and I'm just making myself do it. That's it. And I have to.
And I'm creating the feeling of that I don't feel that no more. Like, I can breathe a little bit. So that's how the new year goes financially for you.
Excellent.
All right, girl. So listen, I think we're out of time, and you got to hang up early, so I'm going to say goodbye and hugs. Thanks.
Okay, don't forget www.michaelgoger.com. Sign up for the mailing list and the message, or the Yahoo group, so you can keep up to date with the Pal Talk show starting Thursday.
Thank you, Shane. I'll see you later.
Alrighty.
Okay, thank you, everybody. I'll see you Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thank you. Take care.